Today is election day, finally. My wife and I both vote today. We enjoy the day of experience. Our daughter, out west in college, voted by mail in an election where her fundamental rights are at stake. Our son, home for a long weekend from college in the Southwest, voted on Friday. Who would think their first would be so important? I'm certain today begins what will be tumultuous months leading to Inauguration Day on January 20th. I'm also certain historians will spend decades wondering how the beep did we get here? Media normalizing racist, xenophobic, sexist, and untruthful comments that would have torpedoed any other candidate. Social media platforms with a laissez-faire approach to policing misinformation. Millions of my, fellow Americans susceptible to campaign conspiracies a third grader could debunk in a 10-second internet search. However, much as I yell at the clouds hovering over this long national nightmare of a campaign, I will offer up some appreciation. I appreciate the growth of early voting, making the process convenient and accessible for those who can't always vote on E-Day itself. I appreciate that both the City of Rockford and Winnebago County elections are overseen by two well-qualified and dedicated public servants with talented staff that take their jobs extremely seriously. I appreciate that while technology has driven us apart as a society, it also allows us to access more information and gain a better understanding of issues we face. And I appreciate that Thomas Jefferson said, "We in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent." Indeed. I'm Wester Worry. I'm of good conscience and certainly not silent, and that's my perspective.